This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Mungs. We continue to record parts of our show remotely after a member of our Cincinnati Public Radio family tested positive for COVID. Charmaine McGuffey defeated incumbent Democrat sheriff and her old boss, Jim Neal, back in the primary earlier this year. And last week, she earned national headlines after winning the job over Republican Bruce Hoffbauer. I spoke earlier with Sheriff-elect McGuffey about what it means to her and what she hopes to accomplish.
Sheriff-elect McGuffey, welcome to our program again.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to talk to you.
It must be an exciting period for you now that it's all over. You won a primary earlier this year and then a hard-fought general election, and now you are to be the sheriff of Hamilton County.
Yes, and I am thrilled. I'm thrilled, and I'm also so very grateful. I'm grateful to all of the people that worked so hard to make this happen, and we really did have an army behind us.
You've talked about having an army behind you. You did have a lot of support. And
yes.
I note that I'm not just reading about you in local media, which always cover local elections. I'm reading about you in national publications geared towards LGBT people. And so you're getting a lot of national attention as an out lesbian elected mm-hmm. sheriff here. Talk a little bit about what that means.
Well, you know, it means that our community, I think the reason it resonates with people is it gives us all hope that, you know, we can have an equal status in our political realm as well as in our communities, that we are contributors to this democracy. And I think it resonates with people who have been particularly gay all of their life, like me, probably older, who have experienced some of the hardships that I experienced in being an out, you know, gay woman for all these years. And even when I wasn't out, you know, I think, you know, people across the LGBT community, across the nation, understand what some of those barriers have been. And the fact that we were able to prevail here in Hamilton County with such a history of conservativeness, it really speaks to people, and people are just very, very happy and pleased about it.
And we're talking with Charmaine McGuffey, the sheriff-elect of Hamilton County. In addition to that, you're also obviously a woman, and you said earlier that when you were 14, you were told that you'd never be a police officer because you're a girl. And
that's
so
right.
This is an important moment in that respect as well.
Oh, it's hugely important because it speaks volumes to every little girl and, in fact, every child out there, male or female, that, you know, when you have an aspiration, when you have a dream, people should be helping you follow that dream. And quite frankly, back then I guess that would have been the very late 60s early 70s that I pronounced that to my entire family and was told literally by everyone in the family, you know, you need to pick something else. And I hope that every little girl and every little boy is listening, honestly.
So what have you done since winning the election? Have you had to make some calls? Have you had to reach out to people that you'll be working with now in this new capacity as the head of the sheriff's department?
Oh, I absolutely have. We did a press conference yesterday in front of the Justice Center, and I was so incredibly pleased and honored that so many deputies and supervisors came out of the jail, saw the press conference happening, and there were many of them. So if you see that press conference, you'll see them standing there, so many of them, and they came out to support me. They came out to listen to what I had to say. Some of them don't even know me, but they're interested in what kind of leader I'm going to be. And I really appreciate that. And, you know, I do have, of course, the utmost respect for all of the people that work in our sheriff's office.
So if they're wondering what kind of leader you're going to be, what do you tell them?
Well, I tell them that, you know, many of the deputies do know me, whether they're out on road in the court's service area, in the jail service area, but the people that don't know me, They'll come to understand that I call it like I see it. I'm a no-nonsense, law-and-order person. And I'm also a person that has learned that you cannot move this mark forward without compassion and criminal justice reform. And I am a person who insists on accountability. I insist that everyone be held accountable, not just the prisoners in the jail, certainly. They're there, the consequences of their actions and so forth, but also the officers, everybody in uniform, everybody that's a support staff person. We all have to work hard to get on with our lives and make this thing work for everybody. And that's really accountability. And, you know, I've been kind of jokingly texting some people. I said, well, I've already ordered the wood because we're going to start building bridges, and we got to build a lot of them.
And we are talking with Hamilton County Sheriff-elect Charmaine McGuffey. And Sheriff-elect, when you did that press conference, you were near the Justice Center, which had barricades erected around it because, you know, there was concern that there would be some unrest about the outcome of the election. This has been a tense year in this country related to social justice movements and obviously the COVID-19 pandemic. And it seems like one part of our community that has had a challenging time discussing police reform is within law enforcement. So you talk about holding people accountable, but what about facilitating the conversation within the organization? How do you envision that playing out if you think it's necessary?
Oh, I absolutely think the conversation is necessary. I'm going to invite people to the table, in people in law enforcement. And, you know, I want to bring leaders forward, and that's what I'm going to do, who I've already talked to, who I've already communicated with, that are fearless about having those conversations. They understand they'll be difficult. They understand there are things that we have to do differently. And those are the leaders that will come and sit at that table, and they're looking forward to it. I mean, but everybody knows it's not going to be easy. Everybody knows that. But we are ready to begin. And that, I think, speaks volumes across the board with the sheriff's office. I can't speak for any other law enforcement agency in the area, but I certainly can speak for the sheriff's office. And we are going to sit down. And when I invite people to the table, they come. That's been my experience from across the board.
I know you've not taken office yet, but you will soon. How far up on the priority list is that? I mean, when do you envision having this table where people are invited to?
Oh, it's immediate. It's absolutely immediate. I mean, I'm just not going to invite the command staff to the table. I'm going to invite the deputies. I'm going to invite the leaders within our ranks, within our line ranks. I want them to come to the table. I'm going to spend some time, really, I guess I'll just call it on a listening tour, of listening and learning what's gone on there in the last 3 years, what some of the ideas are. And I've had deputies approach me. I've had supervisors approach me and say, hey, I want to tell you my ideas, because they know the direction that we want to go in. And, you know, and beyond that, I will say this. It is my plan to very immediately go through that jail and engage with all of the prisoners in that jail. I want to talk to them. I want to find out how they're doing. I want to hear their concerns.
I wanted to ask you about, you know, capacity at the jail. And you said during that news conference where you talked to the media that you see the Hamilton County Justice Center as a place that should create opportunities for people rather than having be stuck. And I was hoping that you could explain a little bit about that before we dive into other issues related to it.
Sure. I mean, it really is a very simple formula. And the formula is this: we want to give you something to hold on to when you walk out that door. We want to, and that something doesn't have to be a huge thing in your life. It can be a prescription that for your drugs, for your mental health, that you can get filled right on site, that you don't have to try to get to Price Hill to fill. We want you to have phone numbers of real people, not just an organization phone number where a computer answers the phone. We want mentors to be standing there when you walk out that door. It's what I was doing as major. And, you know, we want to know, what are your needs to get on with your life, and how much buy-in can we get you to have to move this thing along and stop repeating your behavior? It's just that simple.
We're talking with Hamilton County Sheriff-elect Charmaine McGuffey, elected just days ago. And let's talk a little bit then about bail reform. This is something that has come up many times, and even here locally, it's a national conversation as well. And this looks like it could be a proposal to help with overcrowding issues. And I was wondering if you could share your position on it.
Absolutely. You know, the bail reform will help us in some ways, but I think there are other ways too. I am obviously a proponent for bail reform. Absolutely, I am. I don't make those rules and laws, and certainly I'll follow whatever needs to be followed as the sheriff of Hamilton County. But there are so many other ways that we can release people from jail who have nonviolent offenses, and they can be on community control, community support. I mean, we really need to connect to all the services that are out there for people and other people and agencies that can help us keep an eye on people. So I do think that we can dive into that. I've already talked to many different attorneys who are more than happy to come to the table and identify who those people are that we can move to community incarceration. And that can be something that changes the game.
We're also going to, more than likely, barring a miracle, still be facing the COVID-19 pandemic when you take over at the sheriff's office. And obviously, jails are troubled by this because there are close quarters. There's a lot of people indoors, and you have to take extra precautions to keep people safe. How do you plan to handle incarceration in that facility as we endure this pandemic?
And I appreciate that question, and thank you for that. I talked about it yesterday. I've thought about this. This is what we're going to do. We have cleaning protocols in that jail. We always have. And I'm going to enforce those cleaning protocols. I know they're not being done very well. I know they're not being done according to policy. And the other thing I'm going to do is have a mask mandate for the officers that work in that jail, the officers that work in the courthouse. And I'm going to encourage the prisoners to wear masks. And I think that when the prisoners understand how much of their health is on the line, most of them will comply. Obviously, we're dealing with a population that can be a little difficult. But I want to get as much compliance from everybody that is a prisoner in our jail. But as far as our staff, that's a mandate. I mean, it's just that simple. Everybody start wearing a mask.
We're talking with Hamilton County Sheriff-elect Charmaine McGuffey. Sheriff-elect, this was your first political campaign. And, you know, I know we talked about you wanting to be a police officer as far back as being a young teenager. And I'm wondering if you ever thought that you would be a politician as well.
This really was the furthest from my mind. In fact, if you would have told me all this was going to happen to me, I don't think I would have believed it years ago. I've never been a person who aspired to be in politics, but I understand the process and I understand. But my main focus, and I said this the other day, I like to be consistent in my messaging, is to be a very good sheriff. Even if you didn't vote for me, I want to represent you. I want to be a good sheriff for you, do the right things as sheriff of Hamilton County, pay attention to those things. And, you know, and I guess we'll just see politically how that plays out for me on the political stage. I'm really more concerned about getting the job done.
Did you learn anything about yourself while you were in this weird role of hitting a campaign trail?
I learned a lot about myself. I learned that I really can push my comfort zones beyond even what I thought I could push them. And I did do that. I went very much beyond my comfort zone, as you have to do to be a politician. And I learned that really, you know, the people surrounding you, the people you surround yourself with are the most important people to your success. You make good choices there. And, you know, you can push your comfort zones every day, all day, and really enjoy it, which is what I've done.
Charmaine McGuffey is the sheriff-elect of Hamilton County. Sheriff-elect McGuffey, thank you so much for the time you gave us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you again soon.
And next, the cost of bail keeps many locked up even before they're brought to trial. One organization is looking to help local inmates. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.